Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got another special guest. We're going to keep him rolling through. My man, the big tall righty, as Mud likes to call him. Bob Scanlon joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Bob, how are you, my
man? I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for inviting me to talk a little ball with you guys. Chris, great to see you out in the desert, you and Matt. And this is awesome. Good to see you guys.
We're excited, and Scanlon's got a San Diego State pullover
yes,
on.
He does.
I'm very excited.
I got
my Aztec gear on today. Getting ready for
I'm
Friday.
I'm lacking today.
I don't have my Aztec
well,
we are,
stuff.
We are at Padre training camp.
Right.
Spring training, so it's understandable, Tony.
So, Bob, how has your spring been? I've seen you've been in and out, but you pretty much are here every day. Doing your background work, how has spring gone for you?
Yeah, it's been great. And like you, Tony, we're here all the time. But it's fun because even if we're not doing a broadcast, we still get a chance to see the ebbs and flows and who's doing what in the workouts, who's doing what in the games. Because, as you know, it's a roller coaster,
yeah.
Right? Especially for these guys trying to make the final spots on the roster. It goes hot and cold.
Yeah.
You know, one day you're the guy and you're at the front runner. The next day you have a couple bad days, somebody else gets hot. So it's fun to watch the progression. And, you know, it's been fascinating, too, to watch this spring training with regards to the World Baseball Classic, how that's affected things
yeah.
a little bit. But that was an amazing event. And I think, for the most part, the guys that have come back from that have looked sharp.
They have.
I mean,
they've been
swinging the bats well. And so it's not one of those things of, hey, the World Baseball Classic took away from what these Padre players are trying to accomplish. If anything, I feel like these guys have come back sharp and hungry and ready to roll.
What have you seen from some of the new pitchers that the Padres have, the Wakas and the Lugos and Jake Groom, I think, has opened some eyes,
yeah.
Tehran. I mean, what are you thinking about some of the arms that folks in San Diego haven't really got a chance to see up close yet?
Yeah, it's fun, and I love the guys like, you know, Seth Lugo getting an opportunity to start finally, something that he's always wanted to do. So now he gets a chance to stretch himself out. Tehran, he's working on some things. He made some changes in independent ball and pitching in Tijuana last year. So, and Jay Groom, same thing. He's made some changes from coming over from the Boston organization. So it's fun to talk to guys, find out what their stories are, what their backgrounds are, and what's different this year. You know, why are they going to be a better pitcher and see those things actually coming to effect so that when we see them over the course of the year, and all the guys that you've mentioned, we're
yeah.
going to see. They need innings. It's going to be fun to watch, and it's great to see that veteran depth, and especially guys like Waka also just seeing him do his thing. You know, it's like everybody knows what's going to happen. Tony, you know guys like that. It's no secret what they're
right.
going to do. You know what they got on the mound, but if they're executing – good luck.
Yeah, watching guys like Waka and Lugo, for you, as you mentioned, both of those guys, Waka's probably, you know, he's going to be a part of the rotation, as will Lugo. But
yeah.
for a guy like Lugo, who has primarily been out of the bullpen for the Mets, and we've heard a lot about his breaking ball, right, and getting an opportunity to kind of show that he has a bigger slate of repertoire that he can pull from. What has it been like watching him go about his business this spring training?
Yeah, and I asked him, anything different for you in terms of, to your point, using those other weapons that he may not have used as much as a bullpen guy? And he's like, no, I got the same repertoire. I just get a chance to spread my wings a little bit more and do what I did in the minor leagues for many years. So it's not like a guy that exploring new territory for the first time. And I think guys like that, Tony, you know how it is. They're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, they've got something that they want to prove. They felt like, I wasn't given that opportunity elsewhere. Now I'm getting this chance to do it, and I'm going to show you what I got. It's been fun to watch.
Bob Scanlon is with us. And, Scan, I always love to have you on and talk about your glory days as a Chicago Cub relief pitcher.
There's not much to talk about
at Wrigley
there.
Field.
Glory days?
When he used to – Tony,
please
he tells
tell
me –
what are those?
Well, the story he used to tell me was when he would get up to pitch – and get up to warm up, and half the fans in Chicago would ask him to go, please sit back down again.
That keeps you
humble right there
if
you're getting up to warm up in your home ballpark. But now you get cheered wherever you go. You're so well-loved. Your broadcasting career is really, you know, taken off. It's just on a personal level. I'm very proud of what you've accomplished. I mean, we knew each other before you really got into all of this. And things have taken off, and now you're working with the likes of, Tony Gwynn Jr.
No,
over here.
I'm working with the likes of him.
No, it's an honor for me to be a part of Padres baseball,
yeah.
Get a chance to talk, you know, sports with everybody, be around guys like yourselves. And, Chris, to your point, it's so cool for us to be sitting here because when I was literally first trying to get into the business, you were kind enough to have lunch with me one day and like, Chris, tell me about it. You know, what do I need to do? How do I do play-by-play? How do I get into this stuff?
And you're great. As usual, I teach other people how to do it, and then I never get a chance to do it. That's what ends up happening.
Hey,
but
here you
you're
this
very
many
welcome.
Years later, you were already established back then. Now you're still here. You've been on the air as long as anybody in San Diego sports, doing your thing and sharing great knowledge. So I appreciate everything that you've shared with me. It's cool to be able to share this time together. And obviously to be here with Tony Gwynn also, and the things that we've had a chance to do on the broadcast and everything has been an honor for me. So I appreciate every single day, and it's great to be able to talk baseball to Friar Faithful.
But you were never booed in your own ballpark, were you, Tony?
Yeah, I played for Philly.
Now, pinch hitting for the Phillies, Tony Gwynn Jr.
if you're not booed in Philly, then you're not Chris. You're not official.
You're not. You're definitely not. Bob, I want to ask you, because this has kind of popped up here in the last couple of days, and with you, Darvish, not being able to necessarily be on the right schedule in terms of being opening day starter. I've tried to get people to focus on the big picture because I don't know. I'm pretty sure in your career you've never looked back and been like, man, if only such and such would have started opening day, this season would have went completely different.
We would have won the World Series.
I just wanted to get your take on it because I think we focus so much on opening day. But in reality, it's just the first game of a very long season.
It's more ceremonial, isn't
right.
it? More representative, a sense of appreciation because, and I understand the concept also of, well, you're putting your best pitcher against their best pitcher. That lasts for what? Maybe 10 days
right.
after your first day off, and the
right.
next thing you know, you're matched up against their number five.
Five, right.
So it's meaningless at that point. So, yeah, a lot of emphasis is being put on it. And I get it, but at the same time, per Bob, right? This is never a sense of panic.
Never.
Never a sense of worry. Never a sense of, we're in trouble now. He, no matter what's thrown at him, he has a sense of calm about him that it's not fake either. You know, it's real. Like, there's nothing he hasn't experienced, nothing he hasn't seen. And I think that calm carries over into the clubhouse, too. When guys see their skipper just, hey, don't worry about this. We've got this under control. This happened. Okay, well, then we're going to do X, Y, and Z. They've got a plan. I'm anxious to hear what it is in terms of the rotation to start things off with. But to his point, they've got three guys that are stretched out in Snell, Waka, and Lugo. And we'll see how quickly Martinez and Darvish can get stretched out. And how about Joe? How quickly he's coming back.
Man.
It's unbelievable. The guy, he's talking about being ready April 6th, the first game in Atlanta possibly. And would we hold it and say
absolutely
that's not going to happen?
No. Absolutely not.
So we'll see how it all plays out. But to your point, Tony, it's not Panic City time because
right.
your planned opening day starter may not
start on opening day, right?
Yeah.
Sky's the limit this year, huh, Scan? I mean, that's what we got to be thinking coming in with this team. How have you seen the players deal with those expectations just in talking to them so far?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I've asked some guys about it and some of the veteran guys like Xander Bogaerts, the guys who have been through this before in terms of those types of expectations. And I think the main thing is the confidence that this team had by doing well in the postseason, I think, was super important in terms of, hey, we can do it. But at the same time, I don't get a sense that there's a complacency of, oh, well, now that we've done it and, you know, this is just going to fall at our laps. It still comes down to focus every single pitch. Right, Tony? I mean, you guys have seen it. Where you start getting distracted by a season, you take your focus off what you need to take care of that day, what you need to take care of this at bat, what you need to take care of this pitch. And I don't think this team is going to allow that to happen, and I think they've got enough veteran guys that have been through this before that they're not going to allow this to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree. I think the calluses that were built up over last season and into the postseason, I think, will serve them well going into this year as they try to put it all together, right? It seemed like at times they had it together, at times they didn't last year, but then they figured it out at the end.
Yeah.
I think there's a bunch of guys in that clubhouse that put it together from start to finish, and then see how the chips fall once you get into the playoffs again.
But to your point, the fact that they did go through those struggles last year, because you know there's going to be struggles this year. There are every year.
Inevitably.
And so to go through those things and
really,
and back,
we're going to have to put up with callers calling us and going, oh, well, let's break up the team. Let's trade this guy. Let's trade that. We're going to have to go through that,
you think? It was like Fernando when he was, didn't get hit in the
first year. I know he went over 9 at the spring training. It was over.
The sky is falling, but that's the passion of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say that players don't fall into it sometimes as well. We're human, and sometimes you can get wrapped up in your own challenges and the team's challenges.
No doubt.
So, I think the fact that they went through some of those things and came out of them, I think the word callous that you, I think is a great way of describing it in terms of, hey, they've got some toughness in terms of having experienced that.
Yeah, no doubt. Bob, as always, man, love catching up with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you just hopping on randomly like this.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Scan.
Great to see you guys out here. Great talking ball to you as always, and go Aztecs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.